At the May 12th Pocahontas County Broadband Council meeting, Mike Holstein suggested a number of talking points to use when communicating with the Federal Communications Commission about Frontier's pending RDOF bids to provide broadband to most of the populated areas of the county. Those talking points include: since most of the county appears to be on the verge of being awarded to Frontier Communications by the FCC's Rural Development Opportunity Fund, or RDOF, this could eliminate or greatly reduce other grant opportunities to provide broadband here. Frontier would potentially not provide broadband service here until 6 years after the beginning of construction of their broadband infrastructure, since RDOF only requires them to build 40% of their infrastructure during the first 3 years, and then adding only an additional 20% per year over the next 3 years. It is feared that Frontier could also charge their customers an installment fee of up to several hundred dollars to actually hook up homes and businesses to their broadband system. Most internet providers do not charge these installation fees. And finally, the FCC should not allow Frontier to lock us out from obtaining other broadband grant opportunities in Frontier's RDOF areas. Holstein said he has a way to ensure that those talking points will get to the ear of the FCC chairperson. He also said he has heard from a member of Senator Manchin's office that the U.S. Secretary of Commerce has said that until Frontier is operational in their RDOF area, customers in the area should still have the option to receive their broadband service from other grants and ISPs. Regarding the proposed meeting with Frontier, Sarah Raleigh said Frontier refuses to meet with the council in a forum that is open to the public. She said the other option would be for the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation to host the meeting with Frontier, with a few selected members of the Broadband Council and Region 4 also attending. Those people will report back to the council about what transpired at the meeting. Holstein also pointed out that the Federal Trade Commission has taken action against Frontier in California because they lied to consumers about the slow speed of their DSL internet service. The Federal Trade Commission will prohibit Frontier from tricking their customers about the speed of the service they provide. Region 4's Amanda Small reported that the environmental studies are still finishing up on the ARC grant project, and Mike Holstein added that 70% of the field engineering is complete and construction on the project should begin by the fourth quarter of this year. Smar said that if the NTIA and the Reconnect 3 grants are eventually approved, together they would provide broadband connections to most of the county's residences and businesses. The Reconnect application has been submitted and is being reviewed, while they are still waiting for the new NTIA grant application dates to be announced. It was agreed that the County Commission needs to receive several updates a year from the Council to avoid misunderstandings about broadband. Mike Holstein said he and several commissioners met with members of the Electromagnetic Pulse, or EMP, sensitive community at a May 11th Safe Homes meeting. He said he explained to them that wired hookups to fiber optic broadband do not create an EMP threat to them, since light, not electrical pulses, travel through fiber optic cables. They would just not be able to use wireless routers in their houses. So if they want EMP-free internet service, they can use wired connections. The council ended the meeting by observing a moment of silence for Joe Walker, who passed away from a heart attack on Wednesday, May 11th, after being elected to the Board of Education at the May 10th election. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.